You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 390.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
And that kicking starter was Les Dud with Dudic Life Reloaded. From France, Les Dud's music is a digest of what France gave to the world. Bad pronunciation, even with our French lyrics. Bad humour, except for their four-year-old son. Overdeveloped ego. Actually, we're not specifically pretentious, but we are French, you know. And we all like to go on strike every year. If you like France, you'll love Les Dud. Nicky, Nico, Raph and Grow Dave. If you like heavy, softy, punky rock, which doesn't mean anything, but it sounds great, you'll love it. Hibou, which is kind of a French kiss. If you prefer Beethoven, you'll love My Grandmother. Anyway, if you don't like our music, we can always sell you ice creams. That's what they said about themselves. I didn't have to translate it. They translated it. Try.
I was reading that as you were reading it out. I'm like,
what?
Who are these people? Madness.
Nikki, Nico, Raph,
yeah,
and
no,
Grodave.
I got that.
Find out more by checking out dudmusic.fr.
And what if I don't want to grow?
Ha ha.
Anyway, welcome. This is the Bugcast, episode 390. At the time of recording, this is the last show of 2015. And if you're listening on the podcast, this is the first show of 2016. So happy new year to all. On this week's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music. And a couple of things to mention, some sad, some a bit more uplifting. But we'll cover that off after we've had our next pair of songs.
I will say, track number four I had seen, but I left knowing that you would get it.
1, 2, 3 That's my track.
I know, I'd seen it on the front
page.
Oh,
I see.
But I left it knowing that you would snap it up.
I have to say, I am surprised, bearing in mind how much we love that person, that you hadn't grabbed it, but thank you. Anyway, we're going to crack on. This is very interesting song, actually. This is The Romantic Era with Alone.
Boy, be doing that, don't get it.
For someone I can poke like, you know what I'm saying, but really though, so hit me back, cause I've been typing, trying to find the words to separate you from the other girls. I've never been so in a,
I love that first picture.
And do you feel alone?
Really brings out John.
Cause I don't wanna be lonely anymore without you. I'm lost.
I don't know you. gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and to chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
Having ice cream when Hasselhoff saved the day. The dog was just adorable when Hasselhoff saved the day. Life was also horrible when Hasselhoff saved the day. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hasselhoff saved the day. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hasselhoff saved the day. Hasselhoff saved the day. You're saying something funny when Hasselhoff saved the day. I took you out for waffles when Hasselhoff saved the day. Well, everything was awful when Hasselhoff saved the day. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hasselhoff saved the day. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hasselhoff saved the day. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hasselhoff saved the day. The day. Thanks again, man, for everything you did. Guess the history books need to be refit. Oh, let's all celebrate the day of your birth. When Hasselhoff set up.
Nice.
Apart from the fact that was an awesome track, I thought that was quite fitting coming up towards New Year's because it was really upbeat and funny. That was Michael Ellis with Hasselhoff Save the Day from Germany. We actually played Michael Ellis last week on the Christmas show, which was Thank You, Mr. Moffat.
It was, yes.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Moffat.
Basically, he says about himself that he started his musical career at the age of 6, with violin lessons, got his first electric guitar when he was 9, and he's been playing rock and roll ever since. Done very many albums since. And when he's not playing music, he's also a producer and a field engineer. And there are lots of other Michael Ellis's that he is not, that he gets confused about. You can find out more by checking out michaelellis.de.
So basically you kind of translated that on the fly as normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do that.
No, I didn't. No, he already had that all written.
You seem to be struggling with what to say.
But I didn't want
to
repeat ad verbatim last week.
So edit it down, man.
But I didn't have time.
And whose fault's that? Don't you dare say it's mine.
I was busy today.
Yeah,
I've
whatever.
I've been out a lot, so
As always, I want to say thank you very much indeed to those people that are taking the time out to listen to us live on an unusual day for us. So if you are listening live, please do wave in the chat room so we can say hello to you. So if you haven't listened to us live before, it's definitely worth the experience because you're there with other listeners enjoying the music, hopefully, as they are. And you can listen to us live and chat with other people live in real time, and it's fantastic. And you can do that every Friday night at 9:30 PM UK time over at thebugcast.org/live.
Cool. Sorry.
So who are we listening? Who is listening to us? Oh, come on! Where did you go?
In the
chat, you switch off.
Chat. In the chat room this evening, there is CM Hobbs, Erkan Yilmaz, Gamerchick02, Gregorio SWVP, John Culp, K5 Tux, Laney, Feru, Vinzy V, and Yannick. And yes, I was supposed to wait for the wave, but they were still in mid wave, so. Bleh.
Really? Anyway, we're going to start with the slightly lower. News stories from the last few days, and this has all happened in the last day or two, which is really unfortunate. But unfortunately, we have to say goodbye to a fair few influential people, both in the world of music and in technology. The first one is that the drummer of the Specials, and following that, the Specials, aka Mr. John Bradbury, has died at the age of 62. For those that don't remember the Specials, seriously, go and find them. They were awesome in their time. Are you trying to sneeze? And there it
Sorry.
Goes. You must have heard some of their music, specifically things like Too Much Too Young or Ghost Town. Ghost Town is one of my favourite songs of all time. So, yeah, sad loss of Brad. Also, we found out that on Monday... Lemmy, the frontman of Motorhead, died at the age of 70, 2 days after learning that he had cancer, which in turn was 2 days after he turned 70. So it was an incredibly aggressive cancer. But I think it was you who said it. At least it was a short fight.
Yes.
Rather than a prolonged, yeah. Potentially painful fight, although it is a loss of a legend, you know, 70 years old is not an insignificant age.
No.
But a definite loss to the music industry. I have to say this. There is a fantastic burger joint in Nottingham city centre called Annie's. And we go there on a fairly regular basis, some of us from work. But because I'm leaving on a jet plane, I'm leaving my current place of work, same company, but just that location, next Friday. Would you believe that? We're all going out next Wednesday to Annie's to enjoy our last, but well, no, it won't be the last one because I'll still be doing it, but still. They name all of their burger combinations after famous things, like this one called the Mississippi Delta, this one called the Elvis, this one called the something else, but there's one called the Lemmy, which is a burger with cheese and a whole heap, literally a handful of chilies dumped on the top of it. So it was one of my favourites, and I think I might have to have another one of those in tribute to the great man. And another piece of news that came out, I think it came out today, is that right, about Ian Murdoch?
Yeah.
It came out today that Ian Murdoch, who most people won't have heard of, but a large number of people listening would have been affected by, was the founder of the Debian Linux distribution. It's quite a big thing for me because ever since I've been using Linux since 2006, I've always used, without fail, a Debian-based distro. He died on Monday at the age of 42. I'm not going to go into too much detail about this because everything at the moment is conjecture. We do not know the facts surrounding his death, but there is some fairly, is nefarious the right word, goings on surrounding his death. So I don't want to disrespect the man by conjecturing anymore. But all I can say is that, you know, he's set the baseline for a lot of free software and the free culture movement with the distribution that he has created and has been maintained, not by him recently, but it's been going strong for, what, 21 years now, I think it is, 1994 it was first created. Yeah, I think it was 1994. So, yeah, another sad loss. Ian Murdoch died at the age of 42. Right, let's cheer this up a little bit. A bit more music. This is a very welcome return to the show for Fresh Body Shop with some brand new material. This track is called My Own Fantasy.
I say, Grumbler, how the hell are you?
What ho, Codger. I'm a little depressed, to be perfectly frank with you.
Why's that, old thing?
Well, I've been thinking about some of the things that we've associated with this great country of ours that really aren't British anymore.
Not British?
Not British anymore.
Oh, dear. What, things like the British Airports Authority?
Spanish, my friend.
Spanish? What about football clubs? What about Chelsea, for example?
Yeah, I'm afraid Chelsea are owned by the Russians.
The Russians?
The Russians, yes.
Oh, dearie me.
Not the same ones that you met at Cambridge, I might point out, but no. The Russians nonetheless.
Ah, well, let's not talk about that, shall we?
No.
What about, Oh, royal family. That's British, damn it.
No. In actual fact, the royal family are German.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Hushed it up about 50 years ago, but it's still true.
Hmm. I think I might have heard that.
Yes. Mm.
Music. British music. That's got to be British.
Do you know? I believe you're right. A bit of pomp and circumstance and
absolutely.
All that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Yes. But pray tell, where would I go to find British music?
Well, I would get my pomp and circumstance from Made in the UK show.
Do you mean madeintheukshow.co.uk?
I do indeed.
Is that the cream of British podcasting?
It is most definitely the top of the cream.
The top of the cream?
Absolutely.
The stuff that floats to the top?
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Marvellous.
Stuff.
Shall we go there now?
Let's do that.
Let's do that indeed. And let's not buy anything off any Russians in public toilets on the way.
No, no. So, Made in the UK show.
.co.uk. Marvellous.
Замедлило сердце стук, каждое касание в тишине. Я берёг последний вдох, чтобы подарить тебе. Я помню каждый момент, нас накрывало волной. Я помню наш тобой ритм, побудь ещё со мной. На куски разрываем бой, превращая её в слова. Все в прошлом, то, что между нами навсегда. Эти мысли сбивают с ног, на борьбу не осталось сил. И остановить время на мгновенье только я просил.
Замедлило сердце стук, каждое касание в тишине. Я берег последний вдох, чтобы подарить тебе. Я помню каждый момент, нас накрывало волной. Я помню наш с тобой ритм, побудь еще со мной. Вернуть назад время, с тобой себя найти. Вернуть назад время, опять с ума сойти. Вернуть назад время, с тобой себя найти. Вернуть назад время.
На куски разрываем бой, превращая ее в слова. Оставляя все в прошлом, то, что между нами навсегда. Эти мысли сбивают с ног, на борьбу не осталось сил. И остановить время на мгновенье только я.
That ended rather quickly. Caught us both out. Sorry about that.
That was Stikey by Rude from Russia. All I can tell you is they are a metal and rock band from Russia. They have no bio yet.
That's it, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
And the website is the vk.com, which is like their Facebook
It's
equivalent.
The Russian Facebook thing, yeah, but it's so not it's Facebook.
vk.com/rude_official_community. I quite like that, though, even though I didn't understand what they were
saying.
That was
good. It sounded like a Russian version of In Isolation.
Yeah.
But it's good. Before that, you heard Fresh Body Shop with his new track, his track, My Own Fantasy, taken from his new album, White Silk Toga, which is released in November of 2015. It's really good to hear some new stuff from him. And also, it's a slight departure from his standard simplistic music. It's a lot more complex this time, which is really nice to hear. If you want to find out more and get more of his music, freshbodyshop.bandcamp.com. And two songs before that, because I didn't tell you about that track, you heard Alone by The Romantic Era, who are from Pennsylvania in the United States. Bursting onto the scene with catchy hooks and relatable lyrics, self-produced pop EDM group The Romantic Era brings a new feel to the pop genre by blending EDM and hip-hop into their sound. The eight-piece group, careful, is comprised of two male vocalists, a female vocalist, an MC, a drummer, keyboardist, bass player, and guitarist to cross the boundaries of traditional pop music. Their website is at theromanticera.com. And they came from an album entitled Trey, T-R-E, The Romantic Era, I presume. But it had a parental advisory sticker on the front of the album cover. So I did go searching for the lyrics and found out this was actually a clean track. But I liked it. I think it was quite funky. And you don't often get a funky hip-hop song. Or even a hip-hop song. Funky hip-hop.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so nobody could have failed to notice that it was actually Christmas this week. It was, yeah, believe it or not.
Actually, it was last week.
No, this week.
Last week.
In the week past, in the last 7-day rolling period this week.
I'll let you
shut up.
Still don't know what chuffing day it is this week.
No, I don't. It's kind of thrown us out with not with. There was an observation made while we were away that the BBC, so one of the television companies here in the UK, they stop giving day names.
Yes.
So last week it went Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, Sunday. Was it Sunday? I can't remember. Because they threw it out. You know, Christmas Day is still Friday. But when they're doing their thing, let's say Doctor Who, for example. Doctor Who was on Christmas Day. They say, Doctor Who, Christmas Day, at this time. What day is that? Is that Thursday or Friday? I can't remember. You kind of lose track of where you are in the week, like we are now. There you go. Anyway, Prezzies, what did you get for Christmas, my dear?
I got a light box, and that isn't a box that doesn't weigh very much. That is a... It's a drawing aid, so it is very bright. And basically, I can create base images and place it on the light box, and then put a paper over it, and then it will shine through and let me trace it.
A tracing aid?
Yes. But what I've got as well is I've ordered 100, which turned out to be 105 for some reason, OHP transparencies, because I can draw the base images on that. So if then I'm going to draw things where I want to repeat an object, I will have the base image for that object to be able to do it with.
Yes.
I had the idea from an exhibition I went to at The Point, by Nick Sharrett, who illustrates all of the Jacqueline Wilson, Tracy Beaker type books. Mm. And that's what he uses. And we found one on Amazon. So also got a couple of DVDs. I got a nice pencil storage. I bought a few DVDs. I bought seasons 1-4 of Game of Thrones, because I've not watched that yet. Star Wars 4, 5, 6 and 1, 2, 3. Firefly, which was actually a present from last year that Kay forgot to give us and I got this year.
Was that the Serendipity spin-off?
Serendipity was a spin-off from Firefly. Firefly was the series, Serendipity was the movie. I also got the X-Men films and probably something else, but can't remember. I think we've done that. We've also ordered loads of Nerf guns.
We had the conversation on here a week or two ago about Nerf. I just fired a Nerf gun at Caroline. I've got another one here that's loaded. Should I fire that, Abby?
I'm going to kill you.
I've got to fire it at your microphone, myself. Oh, it's not loaded. Hang
Stop
on.
It.
Here we go. Here we go.
Child.
Yes, definitely. What else did you get? Stuff. I got a pick cutter, and I know it sounds really odd, this little device, you put a piece of card in and you press down on it and you have a guitar pick, a plectrum, which is quite snazzy. So I need to kind of dust the old guitar off. But for the majority, I tended to get percussion noisemakers. Now, I don't know how well
he's
this
going
is
going to turn into one of those old-fashioned one-man bands.
One-man bands, yeah. And I don't know how well this is going to translate over the microphone, but I've actually got seven of these things of various different intensities.
And drumsticks?
I've got the drumsticks as well, yeah, the cajon sticks and the pencil drumsticks you got for me yesterday. So this is the soft noisemaker, which is quite nice. This is the medium one. This is the loud one. The compressor, I think, is actually making these sound. And this is the extra loud one. I think they sounded all the same, didn't they? But they don't here. I think it's because we're going through the compressor. I've got a double shaker. That sounds different. And then an aluminium shaker. And then a longer aluminium shaker, which sounds different.
And drumsticks.
Did I mention the drumsticks? But I can't.
They came in a 2.5 meter box.
I can't really demonstrate the drumsticks, other than by doing this. Doesn't.
They're like bamboo-y sticks.
Yeah, I think they call them rock sticks or something. They're basically long strips of bamboo, which are then bound by elastic bands into stick-type things. But they're nice, soft play, which works really well with a cajon. So it looks as though I'm going into percussion. I think I might have to abandon the piano and go into percussion instead. Yeah, and other than that, I got lots of whiskey and lots of chocolate, really, didn't we? Anyway, enough of such
frivolity.
Let's
do some more
move
music.
On and have some more music. This is a welcome return to the show for Kristen Barkaloo with her track Last Chance. But first, she sent us a message last week.
Hey, it's Kristen Barkaloo. I just wanted to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Wonder if you've been looking for trouble again. Either way, it always seems to find you. You're a wanderer, a gypsy, a long gone man. Learn to live with your scars behind you. There on the sidewalk of our hometown street, you said you'd hear that old song playing and you'd think of me. Romances flawed and our moments were fleeting, but I held it in my hand. You never knew it, but you had me at first glance. Please dance, baby, it's our last chance. Said about a nighttime drive a couple miles out of the city. You threw your head back when you laughed. The song was playing again. I hear you still play it sometimes when you miss me. You said you thought you might be falling, but I was already in deep. Not sure why I always wind up with the things that I can't keep. Thank you. while since I've come back here. Never really seemed like I needed to. In a town so full of echoes, but they're nothing like you now. They've always stayed, but I can't say the same of you. I never blamed you for circumstance, but if it's the last, I thought I might as well take the chance. Romance is flawed and our moments were fleeting, but I held it in my hand. You never knew it, but you had me at first glance. Please dance, baby, it's our last chance. You never knew it, but you had me at first glance. Baby, it's our last chance.
I don't know about you, but when the nights are drawing in and the frost is settling outside, I just want to snuggle up in front of a warm, cozy fire and listen to some great music. Fortunately, on Friday nights, I've got the Bugcast to sort out that music for me. So now all I need to do is light the fire, turn up the speakers, and I'll relax into Saturday morning. Thinking of joining us? Just head over to thebugcast.org/live for more details. And I'll see you there.
What I want, I can have. I am on the right path. Open-minded, flexible, move forward with resolve. Focus on what I want, manifest all my needs. Everything in my heart, I have faith to receive.
If you want it all, you just reach out and grab it. No need to be patient. Don't wait for things to change. Take action today, love.
Making the changes to continue. How about you? Some come quick, some are hard, but I reach for the stars. No worries, money's tight, but I've got food tonight and a shelter so I can focus on this rhyme.
If you want it all, you just reach out and grab it. No need to be patient. Don't wait for things to change. Take action today, love.
Sing, I like to get it off my chest. And maybe you like to go out, like to go hiking with insects. Whatever it is that you do, you need to do it with resolve. You gotta do it like no other. You're like no other.
If you want it all, you can have it in your life. Just reach out and grab it. No need to be patient. Don't wait for things to change. Take action.
Another short one.
That was very short.
You're picking
short.
Very short tracks this week.
I'm sorry about that.
I was boogieing, so that I was expecting it to go
I really
a bit
liked that as well. That was Tyler Adam with Take Action Original Mix. From Canada, Tyler Adam says he is a Canadian singer-songwriter from Wasaga Beach in Ontario. Tyler is an openly gay artist with songs spanning pop, indie, house, progressive house, R&B and new disco. And you can find out more by checking out his Facebook page, which is Tyler Adam Music. But I found it very interesting that he labelled himself openly gay. because that shouldn't be what defines him. No, what should it be defining him is it was it's an awesome music. Song.
Yes, exactly. Now, I quite liked it. It wasn't my thing, but I did quite like it. But I did pick up on one marginally dissenting comment in the chat room, basically saying they didn't like it. But do you know what? It doesn't matter because not every song is going to appeal to everybody, which is why we play the mix of music that we do. Before that, you heard Kristen Barkaloo with a gorgeous track called Last Chance. Now, I don't know what it is about that lassie's voice.
It was stunning.
She's got something, hasn't she? That was taken from her album, the name of which escapes me because I've kind of lost it at the moment. The Plot, some would say. But if you want to find out more about her, she's actually from Nashville.
Did you ever have The Plot?
That's entirely possible, possibly true that I didn't as well. What? Her website is at kristenbarkaloo.com. And as I say, she's from Nashville in Tennessee. We've played her a number of times before, but most of the choices that are coming through to us are being delivered to us directly from our Northwestern correspondent, Lainey, who is doing a sterling job as one of our music scouts. And she spoke to Kristen Barkaloo when she was in our chat room last week and managed to get that very kind message that Kristen gave us just before that track. I still can't find the album name. I've got the details in front of me of her music, but I cannot find the name. Halfway to Tennessee. That was it. That was the name of the...
You mean the thing that Lainey posted in the chat room a few minutes ago?
Oh, it's not from Halfway to Tennessee. Okay. It says here, her full-length debut album, but this is the a track that was the first single from something... Anyway, next week, the Bugcast episode 391 will be broadcast.
The first
live.
One of 2016.
The second one of 2016.
But we're this recording gets, it in 2015.
This gets released as a podcast on New Year's Day. No, don't. Day after New Year's Day. So definitely
the
not.
The first one actually recorded in 2016.
Yes, but that's how to confuse people. We'll be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live. On Friday the 8th of January 2016 at 9:30 PM UK time. That will be my last day in my current role, so I'm sure I will have some things to tell you about how rude everybody was, and he was, and no one said goodbye to me when I left. I don't think that's going to happen somehow. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can send us an email. Our address is feedback@thebugcast.org. You can, of course, also check out our social networking profiles, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and some others as well. You can find out details on that at our website at thebugcast.org.
Yeah.
So it is last track time, and, this is another track, and I try not to make that sound negative because it's not, from Christian Kane. Who we've played a number of times in the last...
Oh, The Librarians. Not the series, the movies.
Yes.
I had the debate with Yanni and that's
Christian
what I
Kane
got.
Wasn't in the movies.
No, but like I said to Lainey and Yannick, without the movies, the series wouldn't exist.
Yada, yada, yada. Christian Kane. This is another track taken from his album, The House Rules. You can find him at his website, christiankane.com. I'm sure this won't be the last track we hear from him. This is another track that's been recommended to us by Lainey, I believe, on this occasion. Lainey and Yannick are taking it in turns to recommend tracks from that album. But we shall leave you with this. This is Christian Kane with his track, Thinking of You. And we shall catch you in the new year-ish, maybe, perhaps.
Bye.
See ya.
Well, I know they say all good things must come to some kind of ending. We were so damn good, I guess we never stood a chance. Go on and find what you've been missing. And when that highway's tired of listening, You'll see I'm not that easy to forget. And when a new moon shines through your window, oh, you hear a sad song on the radio, and you don't know why, but you just start to cry. Oh, you're driving around on a sunny day, and out of nowhere comes a pouring rain, and a memory hits you right out of the blue. That's just me. Stop you, doesn't mean that I don't want to. If I know you, you've already made up your mind. So go on and go if you're really leaving. Put a million miles between us, but you still feel me like I'm right there at your side. And when a new moon shines through your window, oh, you hear a sound.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline along with the other listeners in the live chat room to join in the fun.